This is 90.3 KECU. I'm David Wittrock. A complete stranger saved the life of a Carmel Valley woman. Now she's hoping you'll consider doing the same for someone else. KECU's Krista Almanzon has her story.
Nan Lansdowne walks with purpose across the campus of Monterey Peninsula College. She has a book bag slung over one shoulder and a stack of flyers in her hand.
I'm trying to get people to take these flyers almost the way you would take a business card size appointment reminder at the doctor's office.
Those reminders are for an upcoming bone marrow donor registry drive that she organized at her school. Lansdowne might seem like an unlikely student. She already has 5 degrees, including a doctorate from Harvard.
When life turns on a dime, you find opportunities and find perspectives that you wouldn't have had.
5 years ago, she was diagnosed with leukemia. Her health began deteriorating quickly.
I said goodbye to my 7-year-old daughter. I planned my funeral mass, picked out all my favorite hymns.
Her only hope was a bone marrow transplant.
I found out that my brother didn't match me and my sister didn't match me. And so I was pretty much up the creek without a paddle. And I remembered the doctor telling me, well, look, there are 11 million people in the registry, so maybe one of them will be a match for you.
Most people who need a bone marrow transplant don't find a match in their family, so they turn to the Be the Match registry run by the National Marrow Donor Program. Trina Brockovich works for Be the Match.
Every year we have over 10,000 patients searching for that match. And it is usually the blood cancer patients, so leukemia, lymphoma. But there's also other rare, deadly diseases that people are battling that this can be used as a treatment and a cure.
Today, the registry has 9.5 million people who are willing to donate bone marrow. It sounds like a large pool, but matches are difficult. Only about half of those in need of a life-saving transplant get one.
I lose more patients than, you know, end up being saved.
And that's what makes Nan Lansdowne lucky.
I was in that hospital, and it was my 53rd birthday, and I got a phone call, and there was a 1 in 11 million match for me. And it's she who wound up saving my life.
She is Deanna Burke from Virginia. She joined the donor registry back in college and didn't hesitate when she got the call about 5 years later.
In the case that I needed it or somebody that I love needed it, I would hope that some stranger that didn't know us would do the same. So,
donating bone marrow can involve a surgical procedure where a needle removes the marrow from the donor's hip bone. However, it's become more common to do a non-surgical peripheral blood stem cell donation, or PBSC. To prepare for PBSC, the donor gets a drug that increases the number of stem cells released into the bloodstream. At the time of the donation, the donor has a needle in each arm. The donor's blood goes into a machine that extracts the stem cells and returns the blood. This is how Burke donated and saved Nan Lansdowne's life.
I never really thought that I helped somebody that much, but I guess I did.
Back at Monterey Peninsula College, Lansdowne walks into her study lab where she hands out a couple of those flyers about the upcoming bone marrow registry drive. The flyers picture 2 patients waiting for a transplant.
This girl, this baby will die, and this college student will die without a match.
Lansdowne hopes to find a match for some of those waiting for a transplant. The drive is Wednesday at Monterey Peninsula College. To get on the registry, you have the insides of your cheeks swabbed and commit to donate if one day you're a match. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.